Hi, my name is Chris Pels. In this video, we're going to learn how to add controls to an ASP.NET web page programmatically. We'll get started by creating a sample website. Now, the site I'm going to create here for the video is going to be in Visual Basic, but when you download the sample source code, you'll be able to get it in C# as well. So the first thing we're going to do is look at the basics of adding a control programmatically to a web page. Now, with our default ASPX page here, as you can see, there's no content currently on the page, so if we run the page, it'll just be blank. So if we fire up the browser here and look at this web page, we'll get no content on the web page, as you can see here in the sample page. So now let's add a control programmatically and see how it appears on that page. So we'll go over here to our code behind for default ASPX, and we need a place to add the control programmatically. And initially what we're going to do is use one of the page events, and in the page events let's go down to the load event. And so what we'll do here is let's define a label control that we want to add to the page. So the first concept that we need to cover is where do you add controls to a page programmatically, or the controls that we have declared on the page in a declarative syntax, like an ASP tag, are on the page, but when the page is rendered and goes to the ASP.NET processing cycle, where are those controls, or where is a container that has those controls so that we could add an additional control programmatically? Well, that's in what's called the page class. So if we go into the page class, we'll see that there's a property called controls, and if you look in the tooltip here, you'll see that it's a collection of controls, something called a System Web UI control collection. So like any collection, it has an add method, and in the add method, we could add, as you can see in the IntelliSense, a new instance of a web UI control. Now, all of the server-side controls inherit from the base System Web UI control class, so this essentially means that we can add, you know, almost any type of control here. So we might add, let's just say new, and we'll go label. So we'll add a new label control here, and if we do it just like this, we'll get a label on the page, but we haven't been able to manipulate the contents of the label. So let's do it just slightly differently. And what we'll do here is we'll just create a new local variable as a label equal to a new label. And then once that's created, what we can do is we can specify the text, and we'll just put programmatic control. And then instead of instantiating a new label instance right here in the add method, now we'll put our local variable into there. So what should happen here is when we run this, we should see a new control on the page, just a label, and it should contain our text. So let's give that a try. And before we start that, in fact, let's put a little breakpoint right here as we come into the page load event, and we'll run this with debugging so we can see the process occurring. So page starts the rendering process, we'll break into our page load, we'll instantiate our new instance of the label, and let's just step through that, and we'll add the label to the controls collection currently existing on the page. And in fact, if I go down here to my watch window, and let me just put page.controls.count, you can see that before we add our control, there's already five controls on the page, because some of the inherent things like the form and that div that we saw over here on default ASPX, a number of these things are getting rendered as controls during the page lifecycle processing. So we already had five, and now when we step through and add our control, you can see that there's now six controls on the page. So we'll let it run through from here and bring up the browser, and indeed there's our programmatic label control on the page. And if we just go down and view the source, we can see that here it is down at the bottom of the page. And that's one of the next things that we're going to look at is, you know, where in the sequence of the controls on a page when you add a new control is the programmatic control added. And as you can see here in this view source, by just adding it to the controls collection, it's put at the bottom of the collection, and so that in this case was the last control rendered on this page. So now let's go back and expand a bit upon this initial concept of adding a control programmatically. So you can see that the basic paradigm of adding a control to a page programmatically is pretty straightforward. You create an instance of the ASP.NET control that you want to add, and then you use the add method on the controls collection of the container where you want to add the control. And in this case, we added it to the controls collection of the page, so we're essentially at the highest level container on the page. And using the add method, added it to the end of the collection, because by the time you get to the page load event handler, which we're using here, the other controls that are declared on the ASPX page have already been instantiated, and as we saw, there were 5 of them, so ours became the 6th control and kind of at the bottom of the stack, so to speak. And in the view source, you saw that our span element, which is how the label renders in HTML, was down at the bottom of the page. And you obviously would want to be able to have more control over where your programmatically created control is inserted onto the page, because otherwise it wouldn't be that useful, because everything would end up at the bottom. So in order to address that issue, what we want to do is look at the concept of containers on the page. Now, as I said, the controls property is a control collection, so that's the container, and you can add controls to it. There also is a method here called addAt, and if we look at that in the IntelliSense window here, it shows us that there's an index, so we can specify a particular index for our control. Now, we could do that here. And what I'll do is, actually, let me just copy and paste. We'll put 2 instances of this, and let me comment out that one. And let me just take the addAt away there, and we'll put, let's say, the index of 3. So this particular label control that we created is going to appear on the page in the 3rd index position. So let's open up the web page. I'll do it without debugging this time, and let's take a look at where our span element ends up. I mean, visually it looks the same, but where is it in the source code? So we open up the source for the page, and let's see, there's our span. It's up here inside of the body tag, but before the form element, and remember previously it was down here below the closing HTML tag. So we have changed the location at which our control is being inserted during the page load event handler. However, as you can see, to try to control exactly where a particular control that you're creating programmatically is inserted on the page is kind of problematic with the add, even with the addAt method. So what you need to do is to really understand the concept of containers on the page, and what we want to do is to be able to add our programmatic control into a specific container on the page where we know the location of that container. And to do that, there's actually several approaches that we could look at. Let's look at the first one. And I'm going to add a new page to the site so that each of these examples is in its own page when you get the sample source code. So we'll go up here, we'll add a new item, and we'll add a new web page. And what we'll do, we'll just call this placeholder. And that's because what we're going to do on this second page is we need, as I said, a container to hold our programmatic control. So what we're going to do is use the ASP.NET placeholder control. So we'll create an instance. Let's call it the main content. I'll give it the old run at equals server, and that's all we really need for the placeholder control. And what the placeholder control does, as the name implies, is it's essentially a server control that holds a place. It's in a particular place. In this case, it's in the div element that we see here on our page. And what this is going to allow us to do is to add our programmatic control in a specific location. And to do that, we'll go down here to the code behind for this. We'll go into the page load event handler. Again, we'll get that right here. So we'll dimension our label again. We'll stick with that for the moment as a new label. And we'll set that equal to, and let me just backspace a little quick on the draw there. There we go, a new label. That's what we wanted. And the label, we'll set the text on this again, and we'll just say inside the placeholder. And now what we need to do is, rather than add it to the controls collection on the page, what we're going to do is add it to the controls collection of the placeholder control. So when I go to the main content, remember that's the name of our ASP placeholder control on the page, we'll see that this has a controls collection as well. And as I said, any control that derives from the base control class in ASP.NET will have a controls collection which allows you to add additional controls to it. And that's in essence how ASP.NET is working behind the scenes. Even when you add your controls programmatically, or not programmatically, but declaratively on the ASPX page, it's creating instances of the corresponding controls behind the scene when it compiles the page and nesting them accordingly in the controls collection of each container control. So what we want to do here again is we'll just use the add method, and we'll put our label inside of the main content placeholder control. And let's open up this page and see what it looks like. So we'll go over here and we'll just view our placeholder ASPX in the browser. There's our text, and it looks a lot like the first page where we just had the text up at the top of the page, but let's go into the source. And we'll now see that our span element is being rendered in a specific position. It's inside of this div element, so we have a lot more control over its specific placement. And that becomes very important when you start to implement some real-life type solutions with dynamically adding controls. So now that we've looked at the concept of a specific container on the page so we can control placement of our programmatically created control, let's take it one step further and look at a little bit more real-life scenario as to how you might use this particular approach. So now let me create a new page for the third item in our demo. I'll add another page, and I'm going to call this one News Item. Because as you'll see in a moment, what we're going to do is create a little news section to our page and show it how to populate it programmatically. So what I'm going to do with our page is we're just going to add a few more elements here to give you a little bit better perspective on what we're trying to simulate with the demo. So let me add a div, and let me add another div in. So we have two side-by-side divs. Let me just format the page a little bit so you can see these. And this will be our outer container. And what we'll do is we're just going to add some quick styles in here, and we're going to float this to the left. In fact, do the same with this one. Let me give this one a background color. And the only reason I'm giving it a color is so we can easily see the difference between these two. And let's give this a green background. And I'm also going to quickly, let's just put a margin of 20 pixels. We'll copy and put that down this other one as well. So we'll put this the left panel. And we'll put this one as the right panel. And let's just add a few more attributes to our styles here. We'll give a border, a solid border, 1 pixel black. Put that around the other one. And let's just open up the web page and we'll take a look at that. See, what we're trying to do here is just get some basic layout that we can use in terms of looking at our programmatic controls. So I have two panels here, which is what we want. So what I'm going to do on this panel is I'll just put an H3 and we'll just call this news items. And what we want to do then is the objective here in this particular situation is we want to create in this right-hand news items panel a container where we can dynamically add the latest news every time the user visits the page. So in order to do that, what I'm going to do is I'm going to add a div, and let me just put a place, so-called placeholder news items here. And let's open up the page, just see that we have what we want in terms of placement. And that does look good. We have our little placeholder here. So now what we have to do is get items there. Now, we could approach this a few ways. We looked at using the ASP placeholder control, and I'm going to show you a little bit different approach to this just so you understand some of the options that you have. Let me get rid of this placeholder text, and what I'm going to do, and I'm going to add an ID. We'll call this news items. This particular div, we'll give it a run at equals server, because even though this is an HTML div element, we can still make it a server-side control by giving it an ID and a run at equals server attribute. So now I'll save this news items page, and what I'm going to do, let me just close down all of the pages except this current one that we're working on. So now we'll go to the code behind for our news items. And once again, we'll use our page load event handler. And now, in this, because that div has those attributes, we should have, and we do have, a reference to that div as a server-side control. And as you can see in the IntelliSense over here, that div is an instance of what's called an HTML generic control in ASP.NET. And because it is, even the HTML generic controls have a controls collection, because what's happening is that div is being rendered when in the process of ASP.NET as an ASP.NET server control called that HTML generic control. And as I said, any ASP.NET control has a controls collection. So now we have a controls collection and we could add news items to it. So we have the add method, and once again we need to have something to add to that. So let's say that we're going to render our news item as text, and we'll do that in a label. So we'll dimension a label as we did before as a label, and equal to a new label. And we'll just add some text equal to, and we'll just put news item number 1. Add that. And now let's quickly look at the page to see if we are getting our sample news item in the correct location. And when the page opens up, there's our news item number 1. So we have the basic process down here. Now let's expand upon this a little bit. So we'll do kind of a couple things simultaneously here, and we really wouldn't want all of this code in the page load method. So from a design perspective, let me just create a private sub and we'll call it add news items, and we'll move the text or code, I should say, for adding the news items down here to our private method, and then we'll just call this, and we'll actually say if not is not, there we go, is post back, there we go, and we'll call the add news items method down below. So now that'll get us adding it. Let's just quickly test that out before we go any farther. View it in the browser, and we're getting our news item correctly. And in fact, we didn't look at the source before. Let's go in and look at the source here on this one. And if we go down here, there we can see our div with the ID, and that's acting as our placeholder control. And here we are inserting the news items inside of that control, and they're each coming in as a span element. So now what we want to do is expand on this a little further. Now normally what we might do in the case of news items is maybe we're getting them from a database, we could be getting them from one to many external web services, say on various news sites. We might be pulling in their RSS feed from one or more sites, parsing it. There's several different approaches we could get to adding news items, but in essence what we would have is a collection or a group of news items that we want to add. So we need a little bit of looping mechanism here. We won't go out in this particular demo to external news services and pull in actual news items, but what we will do here is add the code that would allow us to iterate through those news items and add each of them as a new label control to our controls collection of our news items container. So what we want to do inside our addNewsItems method is we want to put a for clause. So we'll just that was tabbed twice to get our little code snippet, and we'll just take the default here of 1 to 10. So what we want to do in this case is take our code up here, and we need to modify this a little bit. We want to dimension a label. And instead of just literally putting news item, what we'll do is we'll take that and we'll take the index to string. And what that'll do is it should say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, etc. And we'll add that to our code. So now let's take a look at this in the browser. So we'll open up news item again. And we are getting our looping. It's going through. It's not formatted too nicely at this point, because, as you remember, these were all spans, so they're just all one after another. We'd really like them in some sort of a list. So we could change our code here a little bit to accommodate that. So what I'm going to do is, down in our loop, I'm going to dimension, we'll just call our div container as a HTML generic control, and we saw that a moment ago. Set that equal to a new instance of the HTML generic control. And what you do here, you can either just create one, or you can specify the tag, as you can see here in the IntelliSense. And what we're going to do is we're going to create a div element as our div container control. Then we'll create our label as we do here. And then what we'll do is take our div container, and again, that's because that's an ASP control, we have a controls collection. We'll add, and we'll add our label to that, and then instead of adding the label to our news items controls collection, we'll add the div container. And if we got that correct, now let's looks good. Let's open up the page and take a look at this. So here we go. Let's open up the news items page, and now it's looking a little bit better. We're getting our news items in a nice column there, and we could do, let's do one more little aspect on this to show you how you might approach some formatting. So what I'd like to do here is actually apply a style to each of these instances of the div container control, and we could do that literally. Let's throw a style sheet here on our website. And let's add, there we go, we add a theme, and we'll just call this default screen theme, and we'll add a cascading style sheet to this. There we go, there's a style sheet, and we'll just call this the default style sheet. Add that, we'll get rid of this, and let's just create a quick class called news item, singular, there we go. And let's just add a margin top of, let's say, 10 pixels, add a margin bottom of 10 pixels, and just to show them stand out a little bit, let's create a background. In terms of the background color, let's just make it blue. So the point here is just we're abstracting away the formatting into this particular style. And if we go back to our news item page, and up here in the page directive, now what I'm going to do here is add the theme default screen as an attribute of our page directive. We could make it site-wide by putting the theme down in the web.config file. And so now we have this theme applied to the page, so we need to go back over here. So now we want to go back down to our page and let's add that new style we created to the div container. And what we're going to do is we're going to just add an attribute to our div container element. And what we'll do, and the one we want to add, we're in a class, and the name of the class was a news item. So now what we do is let's open up the page and see if our style is being applied. So as you can see, the news items are being rendered with our style, with a blue background, a little bit of spacing above and below by setting the margin. And this is really demonstrating several concepts here. One is the addition of a style to a particular programmatic control, in this case the div container. And the other is nesting, where we're putting the label control created programmatically inside of the div container, which was also created programmatically. Now this approach might be applied in a number of different situations. One other one I can think of is dynamically creating a survey for a web page, because you might have different types of questions, different numbers of answers to those questions, etc. And you could use the basic approach that we've created here of adding controls programmatically to dynamically create your survey. And in fact, we could expand upon the approach here of abstracting away the creation of the control into this add news items method by going one step further. We could actually create a separate class for programmatically creating the controls necessary to display our survey. And in that class, we could have several methods. The methods, say one method could create a text box freeform entry, one method could create a list entry where you might use the option list control. You might have, that would allow one selection. You could have the multiple selection type of question where we could have checkboxes, use a checkbox list control. And all of those methods could be contained inside of the class. The class could also know how to read the database, get out the list of questions from the database, and then based upon the type of question, call the appropriate internal method to render the specific type of element, or in this case ASP.NET, so what type of ASP.NET server control to use to render that type of question. And you could insert that survey into a particular container on the page, just like we've done with the news items here in this sample. Another topic that we need to cover here in relation to adding controls dynamically is the issue of the ASP.NET page lifecycle. And I touched on this briefly before, and currently we're adding our dynamic controls in the page load event handler of our page. And the main thing that we need to be concerned about in determining where we add our controls programmatically has to do with how the page handles view state. Now, as you may know, there's several different stages to an ASP.NET page lifecycle in terms of the rendering process. And in addition to this page load event handler, there's one for the initialization of the page. And let's go back up here to the page events. And there is the init event. Now, the page init event is where all of the controls are already initialized, meaning that by the time we get to this page init event handler, any of the controls that are declared on the ASPX page have been rendered and the so-called control hierarchy is complete on the page. And yet our programmatic controls haven't been added to the control hierarchy, because obviously we're doing that here in the code behind. But in the page init between the page init event handler and the page load event handler is where the view state for all of the page and the controls on the page is read in and applied to those controls. So if we want our controls to be able to maintain their state in their view state between postbacks, we need to create our controls in the page init rather than the page load event handler. So we would change that like this. And so what I'm going to do is just take our add news items, which we've had up here in page load, and put it over in the page init. And now the controls that we create programmatically would also have their view state processed at the appropriate point in the page life cycle. And in the case of that survey example that I talked about just a moment ago, where you might use the dynamic creation of controls to dynamically add survey questions to a page, you want to maintain the state of those controls, like what answers have been given for a particular questions, you would need to make use of view state. So we, in that case, would want to add our programmatic controls from the page init event handler. Now the other aspect of this, and let me just put a comment up here in the page init, so I'll just say add dynamic controls here. And the other part of it is down here in the page load event handler. Now we still might want to use this because it's in the page load event handler that you would want to set any properties of our dynamic controls. So you would need to consider that in your architectural approach to dynamically creating the controls. If you need to get some information, say, about the current user that's logged in, and then maybe set their name at the top of a survey form or anything like that, it would probably be more appropriate to do that here in the page load event handler. So I'll just put a set dynamic control. There we go. Control properties here. So we've looked at several aspects of adding controls to an ASP.NET web page programmatically. Started out with a simple example of adding just a label to a page. We built upon that by creating our news item sample, where we created a specific container on the page where we wanted our controls that are created programmatically to be added. In that case, we used an HTML div element. You also can use a placeholder control. We saw that in the first sample. And then in the news item sample, we also looked at nesting of dynamically created controls, as well as applying a style to those dynamically created controls. And then lastly, we just talked a moment ago about the page lifecycle and how it's important to create your controls in the right place in that lifecycle, principally in the page init event handler, because at that point the inherent control hierarchy of the page is created and your controls can be added prior to the view state being loaded and applied to all the controls on the page. So I encourage you to download the sample source code. We did the video here in Visual Basic, but as I mentioned in the beginning, the sample source code is also available in C#. This is Chris Pels. Thanks for watching this video on how to add controls programmatically to an ASP.NET web page.